Happy New Year, everybody. Today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. To check out the Kingsley 1945 collection, go to www.amitdevhonda.com and click on the Kingsley 1945 collection on the upper right-hand corner. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about how Rolex made a quartz watch called the Oyster Quartz. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda, and welcome to my podcast. A lot of you out there may not know, but back in the day, Rolex actually made a quartz watch. What's a quartz watch? It's a watch that runs on a battery. So most people who are watch enthusiasts or, you know, people who are into watches wear mechanical watches because that's what you're paying for. You're paying for the craftsmanship. You're paying for the exclusivity. You're paying for the mechanics. Quartz watches are, you know, the advantage to quartz watches is they're very reliable. The accuracy is right up there. They basically lose a couple of seconds in a year. Mechanical watches, there's more room for error. So basically in the 50s, Rolex developed an electromechanical watch design around 1952. And one of the movements that they designed made it all the way to sort of like a prototype stage and was issued with reference 7065. Rolex's first commercially available watch with a quartz movement was the Quartz Date 5100. This was introduced in 1970. The watch shared the Beta 21 movement, which was used by other Swiss companies like Omega and various other brands at that time. Rolex only produced 1,000 of them before beginning development of their own quartz movement, the watch that would eventually become what is known as the Oyster Quartz. So 5 years later, in 1977, the development and testing, Rolex introduced their first completely in-house quartz movements, the reference 5035 and 5055, and the date just 5035 and the day date 5055. When they were introduced, the 5035 and the 5055 quartz models were technical marvels, and these were not just any quartz watches. They were 11 jewel movements utilized with the latest CMOS circuitry, a 32 kilohertz oscillator, and an analog thermocompensation. In addition, they were finished with even higher standards than Rolex's mechanical movement. No exaggeration to say that even today, no quartz movement produced by any watch company can compare to the 5035 or the 5055 from the standpoint of sheer beauty. And it's just unbelievable. So for 25 years, Rolex produced the Oyster Quartz and Datejust models reference 17,000, which was stainless steel, 17013 in steel and yellow gold, 17014 in steel and white gold, and the Day-Day models in all gold, 19018 in yellow gold, 19019 in white gold. Special models of the Oyster Quartz were also produced with jewel dials, bezels, and bracelets. So the estimation is that there were probably 20 to 25,000 Oyster Quartz watches produced. The last year, reference 17,000 appeared in the Rolex catalog, it was 2001. And this was the last year Rolex received any chronometer certifications for quartz movements from the COSC, which means that 2001 was probably the last year any Oyster Quartz watch were actually produced. The steel and gold and all gold models continued in the Rolex catalog until 2003, when the stock was completely depleted. There's a clear and convincing evidence that by the time of production of the 5035 and the 5055 movement seized in 2001, Rolex had also began to develop new quartz movements ready to use in a new generation of Oyster Quartz Datejust and Day-Date watches. These movements, the 5335 and the 5355, had 23 jewels and featured a perpetual calendar. But for some unknown reason, only known to Rolex, the decision was made not to put these new movements into production, and the Oyster Quartz line was dropped when the last watches had been shipped from Rolex in Geneva. So the reason I say this and I'm talking about this is, you know, especially during Rolex, to me, is sort of like they have their finger on the pulse of everything. And, you know, I've been asked many times as well, do you think Rolex will ever produce a smartwatch? Or, and you know what? It's not completely out of the question. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to bring up this watch. Now, as a Rolex jeweler at one time, when I was a Rolex jeweler, I sold the Oyster Quartz, and I remember they didn't sell. They were, you know, I mean, first of all, they didn't look just like any Datejust. The dials, of course, were very similar, in that they look like a Datejust dial from afar. But when you look at it closer, it actually said Oyster. It would say Rolex Oyster Quartz Datejust, and then Superlative Chronometer Certified on the bottom. So from a distance, one may think it could be a Rolex or it could be a Datejust, but it is a Datejust for all intents and purposes, but it's an Oyster Quartz. Now, in my opinion, the Oyster Quartz is probably one of the last few Rolex watches that is affordable, attainable. It's not attainable in the sense that there were less than 25,000 of these watches being produced. So even though it's a very niche market and 25,000 may seem like a lot of pieces, for Rolex, it's not a lot of pieces at all when you consider they make 1 million watches a year for the world. So as far as I'm concerned, if you want to get into collecting a Rolex watch, and, you know, if you look at the Rolex prices on, you know, models a couple of years old, they're totally unaffordable. The Oyster Quartz are very affordable. I mean, in the grand scheme of Rolex watches, first of all, they had that sort of octagonal shape, which the Audemars Piguet Royal Oak has, which the Vacheron Constantin Overseas has, which actually was the inspiration for the Tudor North Flag that came out a couple of years ago. It's a very iconic design that was originally designed by Gerald Genta in 1976, which was the year I was born. Maybe that's why I like the case design so much. It's, even though it's different and it's octagonal, it's not your normal round case shape. It has this sort of futuristic look to it. And even today, when you look at an Oyster Quartz, they're very futuristic looking. Because of that octagonal shape, because it is so geometric, which to me is very cool. And then the bracelet is not your typical Oyster bracelet. It's a very different bracelet. The Oyster Quartz bracelet, to me, is one of the coolest bracelets out there. I mean, it has that sort of, the Tudor North Flag basically took its design on the bracelet model and on the strap, well, the bracelet model, because Oyster Quartz were only available on bracelets, it took its design from the Oyster Quartz bracelet. It wasn't your typical solid, yes, it has reminiscence of the Oyster bracelet, but how Rolex was able to play with it and make it completely unique is just unbelievable and make it its own thing. Oyster Quartz today in steel go for around $3,000 or $4,000. I really think that this watch in the future is going to become collectible, because a lot of people don't like, there's a lot of people out there who don't want to wear automatic watches. They want to wear quartz watches and they're more concerned about accuracy. That's where the Oyster Quartz come in. Now, these watches were 36 millimeters in case diameter. So they weren't, you know, I would say they're good on a woman and on a smaller man's wrist. I mean, I wish the Oyster Quartz was at least 40 to 42 millimeters. In fact, I think it would be phenomenal if Rolex brought back the Oyster Quartz, since they have the technology and the refinement and the wherewithal to do it. I mean, there's nobody else who can pull it off than other than Rolex, in my opinion. I mean, I've never seen a watch company that's considered a serious watch brand be taken seriously for a quartz watch. And it's a real, like, it's really kind of like a paradox, but it's kind of like the same thing with Rolex and how many watches they produce. They produce the most amount of watches in the world, but yet they're the most They hold their value the best out of any watch brand in the world. Similarly, the Oyster Quartz to me is the same thing on a different day. So I can definitely help you get an Oyster Quartz watch. It's funny, when I look at even collectors that I know, they have, you know, perpetual calendars and you know, minute repeaters and tourbillons and Quantiems and all these incredible complicated watches. But a lot of them also have Oyster Quartz because it's so different than anything Rolex has ever made, you know. And that's what I think is the most ingenious thing about Rolex, is that there are things they've done that, hey, I'm not fans of. I'm not a fan of every watch Rolex makes, but I will say they do know what they're doing better than any other brand, because every brand, whether you like it or not, wants to follow suit of what Rolex is doing. If Rolex has a 5-year warranty period, every other watch brand wants to have a 5-year warranty period. If Rolex goes up in price, every watch brand follows. I mean, they really are the benchmark, not just in terms of from a consumer standpoint, but when you look at them from a watch perspective, they're a marvel. They're a reason why they are who they are. They're a reason why they were awarded the most valuable watch brand in the world this year. So to me, each year gets better and better and better. I would really like to see what Rolex does, if they come out with an Oyster Quartz, or if they even say, hey, let's come out with that perpetual calendar Oyster Quartz that we were going to come out with. I think that would be an incredible thing, you know? For whatever reason, they halted on production of that. I would like to see what that looks like. I think that would be really, really cool. So, you know, if you're looking to get one, please contact me at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. I do work on a $150 consultation fee. If you buy a watch from me, I apply that $150 towards the purchase price of the watch, or I deduct it from the final purchase price of the watch. So you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. That $150 consultation fee is for my time, and you get advised and guided, and I will source the watch for you. Also, check out my website, www.amitdevhonda.com. I just redid my website in June, and honestly, it's a night and day difference from my old one. It's highly immersive, it's professional, it's clean, it's really well designed. You can read my, you know, world-renowned blog, you can listen to my podcasts, you can check out my services. I'm a distributor for Kingsley 1945 watches. Kingsley 1945 watches are style designed and hand assembled in Providence, Rhode Island by the Kingsley Watch Company, and they're just incredible. They're built like watches in the $5,000 to $7,000 range, but for under $2,000. And we can also do customizable things for additional fees. You can also check out my Facebook Live page. You can stream my Facebook Live videos on the sidebar in my About section. It's on the right hand corner of the About section. You can see my videos, my thoughts, pictures of watches I've taken pictures of. It's just a really comprehensive website, and you'll really, really enjoy it. Please don't forget to check out my Instagram and my Twitter. My handles for both are @AmitDevHonda. And until next time, rock on and fly back.